Hello and welcome to the Knitting on the Run podcast. Today is April 25th, 2017, and this is episode 7. I wanted to say thank you very much to any returning listeners and welcome to any new listeners. And if you're hearing some interesting sounds there, that's my cat, Dubs. Apparently he's joining us for the show. Hi, yes, hello, kitty. Hi, I'm being sniffed on the nose. Hi, yes, you're very cute. So if you hear some meows or sudden purring to the microphone, yeah, he finds us rather intriguing. Hi. You're going to be a good boy, I hope? Yes? Okay, well, on with the show. I wanted to quickly go over the details for the giveaway we're running, our very first giveaway. I'm giving away a free copy of my pattern, Mummy's Tunic. You must be a member of my Ravelry group to win. You can look us up as Knitting on the Run or under my designer brand, Windswept Designs. You'll find us listed as both. One entry per person. You can answer the question in the opening post of the Ravelry thread. I'm going to lock the thread on May 1st, and I will announce the winner on the next podcast. Now, on to FOs. I actually have finished objects this week. Yay! It's been a while since I've had one, so that's very exciting. I finished the linen sweater I've been working on the past couple of months. It's been washed and blocked, aka I throw it in the washer and the dryer, which is what you do with linen, and it's come up beautifully soft, but it doesn't yet have buttons or Gregorian ribbon on the button bands yet. So, as the Knit Girls will say, it's finished, but not finished. So, I'll give you probably one more update on that next week because I need to have it done for Sunday. More on that later. I've also finished the Robin Shawl. Yay! It's a pattern by Lee Meredith. It's an almost triangular shawl, but the whole thing, or almost the whole thing, is done in short rows. And it's in garter stitch, which makes it even more fun because you don't have to pick up your wraps. It's great when you do the wrap and turns. I did it in Kino Silk Yarn by Ito Yarns. It came out to be about 612 yards, maybe and a half or so. But I love it. It's beautiful. It's nice and stretchy. And this is for one of my son's preschool teachers. He's been there a couple of years, so I am going a little overboard on their preschool gifts. He loves them to death. And she wears gray all the time. And she wears shawls, so I knit this in two different shades of gray, so I'm hoping she will adore it. And on to whips. I have a new work in progress, very excited about this one. This is for my son's other preschool teacher. It is the Tanwen scarf by Thayer Priest. That's T-A-N-W-E-N. I found it on Ravelry. Thayer is also known as I Like Cake. This is the first pattern I've knit by her. It's so she's a new-to-me designer, and I'm enjoying it. It's a reversible scarf. I don't want to give away the secret sauce, but I'll just say she uses some ribbing techniques to make it reversible. But I rib very, very slowly. So I've changed those sections to stockinette to add speed. I honestly don't care if it's reversible or not. I know this teacher's going to love, you know, I'm making it in a kind of a strawberry color, a dark, dark strawberry yarn, Barocco Remix to be exact. And this is for my son's other preschool teacher. So I have about 6 weeks or so to get this done. I have to have it done by June 9th, and I'm pretty sure I can. I did the math. If I do about an inch a day, I'll be fine, and I know I can do more than 1 inch of a scarf, even with some crazy cabling in a day. So we're all good there. And I'm going to start adding a new segment to the podcast. I'm going to call it Pattern Stalking, because there's so many great patterns out there that just don't seem to get love and attention, and at least I think they should get love and attention. Maybe the designer's not well known, or, you know, it got released the same time as Find Your Fades and no one noticed it. You know, there's so many great patterns out there. So when I see a pattern that I'm seriously considering buying, or I just go ahead and buy it, I'm going to let you all know about it. So the pattern I'm currently stalking is called Changing Staircases by Tristan Molina. And it's a Harry Potter themed shawl. Kind of the idea of the stairs that twist and change around. So there's quote unquote stairs of knitting and then lace that increase in length. And I first saw it on Deb Brown's Instagram page and I loved it. And in all honesty, this is one of those times where you see a photograph, and for me at least, the photograph of the initial design kind of turned me off because the colors were a little bit too busy for me personally. But when I saw the way it's coming out in the yarn that Deb is doing it in, it's beautiful. I can see the pattern a little bit better, and it's totally personal preference. Obviously, the designer loved the yarn and thought it was perfect, so this is just my own opinion. But now that I've seen Changing Staircases in a different yarn, I love this pattern. And I think I really need to make it for myself. I'm not sure if I'm going to buy it right away. I might hold off. I have a kind of a crazy lot of knitting that has to get done in the next, say, 6 months or so. So this might be like a little gift to myself, maybe in the fall or the winter. I might buy it ahead of time, but just hold it till then. But it would make a good project to work on and wear for next winter. So I'm excited. So that is Changing Staircases by Tristan Molina. In Out and About, I'm hoping I might run into some of you this weekend. This coming weekend, I believe it's the 27th through the 30th, is Stitches United in Hartford, Connecticut, and I will be going. I'm only going to go on the Sunday. Unfortunately, I'd love to go all 4 days, but I just can't swing it. In case you're not sure what Stitches United is, it is a show from XRX, and most of the time Stitches is just a knitting show, but this time they're trying something a little new. Something that the folks over in Europe seem to be doing a bit more of, and that is having a craft fair. So it's knitting and crocheting, weaving, sewing, quilting, embroidery, cross-stitch. And as someone who is a diehard cross-stitcher, I'm really excited about this. I wish I had more time to cross-stitch, but, you know, hey, that's life. I'll be taking a class there. I'm taking a class on stitching photography, photographing your knitwear, essentially, with Shannon and Jason. I think their last name is pronounced Mullet Bowlesby, but I am really excited. I like photography, I love knitting, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I plan on wearing my mummy's tunic pattern. Yes, I wear the sample probably way more than I should, but it's so comfy. Anyway, I'll be wearing the pink version of the My Mummy's Tunic pattern, and hopefully I'll see some of you there. If you are there, don't hesitate. Feel free to come up and say hi. I'd love to meet you. And now in the garden. We actually get out in the garden. Whoa, weird, huh? We had a stretch of beautiful weather right after a stretch of 45-degree and rainy weather where we didn't see the sun for days, but the ground was nice and damp, so I got a lot of seeds planted, which was very excited. Did a lot of root veggies. You know, it's still cold here up in New England, so this is a great time. We have not hit our last frost-free date, so this is a great time to put carrots, parsnips, turnips, and beets in. You know, I did some all of those. Also, I've got 2 rows of sugar snap peas, some kale, some Brussels sprouts. We're trying Brussels sprouts for the first time. My 5-year-old actually seems to like them. As long as I roast them with some olive oil and salt, he'll eat them. So if he'll eat it, I will grow it. I'm honestly not a big fan of them. I'll eat them. But hey, if my 5-year-old eats it, I will grow it. So there we go. So that was the first round of all the root veggies and the sugar snap peas. I went ahead and planted all the kale and Brussels sprouts because I'm not growing too much of those, but I do succession planting with the root veggies so that we have some carrots to pick while some more are growing. Thing One really enjoys digging up carrots. It's so much fun for him. Probably a little too much fun for him at times. He gets a little overly enthusiastic, but yeah, he's 5. It's okay. And on to On the Run. Still no running allowed. Oh well. I have been cleared to walk a little bit, a half a mile, which seems like a depressingly small amount. But hey, it's something. I'm making progress. As I think I mentioned in previous episodes, I had some ankle surgery as a small child, so I have got some 30-year-old scar tissue that is sticking to things it shouldn't be sticking to. So they're doing some scar release on my ankle. And basically, the muscles and tendons in there are not used to having all that extra motion, so they kind of have to relearn to move in the correct way so they don't go back to working the incorrect way. The plus side is, when I go back to running, I should get a lot more push off in the ankle and possibly some more speed, so I'm really looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I'll be the turtle. Slow and steady wins the race. You know, I'm not going to push it. I want to be injury-free. I want to be back to running half marathons as soon as is healthily possible. So, here we go. And that's it for this week. A little on the short side today, but that's okay. Hopefully we'll have a little more knitting content for you. I plan on bringing my microphone to Stitches United. Maybe I'll, take some audio from the floor or get an interview or two with a couple participants. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, my microphone is not the world's greatest. I am podcasting out of my walk-in closet, so that's the kind of setup I have here. So I'm not sure how well it will do in a large setting, but I'm going to give it a go. And if it works, I'll share it with you folks. Either way, I hope you all have a marvelous week and that you're working something great on your needles. Bye-bye. This has been the Knitting on the Run podcast. Show notes can be found at knittingontherun.podbean.com. You can find me on Ravelry as Windswept Monique, on Twitter as Windswept DES, on Instagram as Windswept Knits, or you can email us at podcast@windsweptdesignsonline.com.